We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The show shines a spotlight on local businesses and services in our region. And if there is a local business or service you'd like to hear featured on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. With me, Roxanne Reyes, who is with Waytech Solutions. They are located in Williamsville, so you actually have a physical location. Do you do most of your business at the facility, or do you do most through the internet, or is it a combination?
It's a combination. Right now, I just work out of my home, basically, and just actually I meet clients, and also, it's always both. I do it mostly online and at home, basically.
And Waytech Solutions, should point out a couple things first. That's spelled W-A-E, Tech, T-E-C-H, Solutions. And that's the easiest way to find you on the web, waytechsolutions.com.
Yes.
What is it that you do?
Well, I am a web design and content marketing firm. And what it is I do is that I turn basically websites that are not generating sales, are just kind of outdated, and I turned them into a customer generating machine that allows clients to make sales 24/7. And mostly we deal with clients in the healthcare and tech industry. So for example, doctors, dentists, therapists, any chiropractors, clinics, manufacturing companies and engineers, and anything to do with software. So, but I also deal with other companies outside of that industry, because in the past I've worked with education and e-commerce businesses as well, so I'm not really limited to any type of other business out there.
And do you generally work with smaller businesses, larger businesses, or in between?
In between. So I work with local businesses here in Buffalo, and I can also work up to large businesses too, like enterprise level.
And is this always something that was an interest for you? How did you come about getting into this as your line of work?
Well, I started about 8 years ago as a hobby. And so before that, I was a teacher. So I was into education, and I just kind of got curious about web development, web design, and so I taught myself to code, how to program websites, custom websites, and I thought it was very interesting. I just learned on my own, basically, and just kind of stuck to it, and I could spend hours and hours on the computer, and I thought I could do this for friends and family, and it's just last year, I just turned into a business.
And it certainly must have helped having that background as a teacher in regards to helping then teach people how to maximize, as you mentioned, web design and content marketing as part of their websites.
Yes. Yeah.
And how has that been working out for you? Have you had a good response from the people that you're now having as clients?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I've been getting good response from the community. I've been networking through network groups, Chamber of Commerce. So I've got a lot of feedback, work with different type of clients. So I only want to expand and grow.
And should point out, not to really dwell on this, but you do have a bit of an accent, and it plays into the name. The first part of Waytech Solutions is W-A-E, and
yes,
that actually stands for something. That means something to you.
Yes, it stands for the way or path to growth. And so I want to help people or their businesses grow as a company. And I believe in our economy here in Buffalo. And I only think that it's important to grow businesses here in Buffalo.
Walk me through a meeting. So a client comes to you, a potential client, somebody with a business, and they're looking to get things going on their website and maybe drive a little bit more traffic there, I guess would ultimately be the goal.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things do you chat about with these people?
Well, ultimately, I chat about their business, what are their goals, what you intend to do in the next couple of years, next 5 years down the line, who are their customers, and how I can really expand on that and help them grow as a business. So maybe I can help them grow in social media marketing and help them get more customers that way.
Listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're speaking with Roxanne Reyes with WayTech Solutions. Again, that website, waytechsolutions.com, and it's WAETECH solutions.com. You start by talking about something along the lines of a brand session, and I've done a couple of other interviews, and we've talked about branding in general.
Mm-hmm.
But what? How does that process work for you when you're doing a brand session? Do companies really need to kind of figure out who they are and what they are? Is that what happens when they come to you?
Yes, exactly. They really need to know what they're all about, and because you want to stand out against all the other competition in the area, and how to differentiate themselves. So a brand session is just an in-depth consultation and blueprint that takes them like a deep dive into their business. So we find out what are their brand and what makes them unique and how to bring out the best in them. So we can help them to promote their business even further. And also just to stand out. I think that's very important. I think about brands just such as Nike and Starbucks and how they grew their brand to like billions of dollars. So I think that is very important to, you know, to stand out, and because you don't want to be like the next guy down the street.
Yeah, and with those two companies specifically that you mentioned, the first thing that comes to mind, the swoosh and
mm-hmm.
the mermaid. So
right.
Very much the logos, but it doesn't necessarily have to be just the logo. The culture itself that you create within the business also equally important, I would
yes.
imagine.
Yeah, so when you look at like brands like Nike, you look at their swoosh, and it kind of identifies them as being different. When you think about Nike, you think about athletes. And what they stand for, and they really bring that out into their brand. You see that on their shoes, on their jackets, on their website, on everything. And so it really identifies a company and, you know, helps them to stand out against all the other brands, like Adidas and all the other ones. So I think that's really important to really growing yourself as a business.
And when you start out with the whole branding in general at the beginning, the next step would be to get that brand out there, whether it's, as we just discussed, through the logo mm-hmm. or the culture or whatever. So brand streaming, if you could explain that.
So brand stream is for a service-based business or any other type of business, and we get them selling immediately in 2 weeks or less. So essentially with the brand session, we give them a blueprint, and the brand stream helps them to execute that plan. So they get up and running in 2 weeks or less instead of months. And so we take that roadmap and blueprint, we execute it and help you position your brand, your messaging, your logo, and we give you the business cards, letterheads, a responsive website, working on all devices, like mobile, tablets, desktops. And so we do all that. We do the SEO and everything, the content, the copywriting. And we all design that and build that by the end of the week.
Wow, that's pretty impressive to be able to turn it around that quickly.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
it's just I'm not that adept at the whole internet thing. That's why that impresses me.
Mm-hmm.
The importance of putting things in places where people can find them. Like, comes to mind when I'm looking for something, the first thing mm-hmm. I want to know is a contact name, number, or address.
Yes.
Something as small as that to most people also very important for where it is on the site?
Yes, that's correct. So you want to identify your company, like through your logo, right on the homepage. I think that's very important. And throughout all your pages, like your about page, all your services and contact, you want to make sure that your company logo is right there and your messaging is just right so that you get the targeted audience that you're looking for, the right type of customer.
And I would assume then, hopefully correctly, that there's not a cookie cutter approach, that each individual website necessarily will have a different look to it.
Yes, that's correct. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, engineer, each design is, you know, different because we want you to stand out. We don't want you to look like some other guy down the street or, you know, another plumber or, you know, electrician or something like that. We want to give your customers what they're looking for. So you might be a plumber, for example, but you might look for a certain type of customer. So I do the copywriting, so it's really targeted in that area.
Even as finite as like what colors, because everybody has like a certain color that goes with the logo or with their website, that masthead or whatever you call it.
Yes.
Landing page, I guess, right?
That's right. So like we were talking about branding before, we want everything cohesive and just the same color throughout your logo, your landing pages, your website, and goes on to your letterheads and your business cards. So we have everything, at least three colors, not more than that. Two to three colors, you know, I recommend.
Just from a simplicity standpoint, or
yes,
more things just kind of block what you're trying to get out?
So it's for simplicity purposes and things to just differentiate yourself. You don't really want too much colors out there because you'll confuse the user or the visitor that's trying to get in touch with you.
So in terms of what else Waytech Solutions does, anything else that you needed to get out there?
I also do SEO, and that's usually really important for Google, getting found on Google, because that's the main search engine right now, 80%. Google controls 80% of the market right now. So that is very important to optimize your keywords on your website. Also, I do digital marketing, which is through like social media, YouTube. YouTube is very big right now. Video marketing is what I want to stress to all businesses right now, because that drives more traffic to your website and drives more leads and sales.
And certainly kind of an internet-based work that you do, isn't that the best way to get a hold of you, the email address that we've been putting out?
Yes, the website, waytechsolutions.com, and my email, which is r.riz@waytechsolutions.com.
And again, the spelling, Waetech, solutions.com, Waytech Solutions.
Yes.
Roxanne, pleasure to meet you, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Randy, and thank you for having me.
That's Roxanne Reyes with Waytech Solutions, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.